Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. The Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And there ain't a lot going on, really. Not too much. On the 22nd of August as this show airs. In fact, just looking at things, I can't really see too much. There are a bunch of state fairs and a bunch of things going on along those lines that all feature folk entertainment. You want to be sure and check that out because it is state fair time. And a lot of folks get good gigs. One thing I want to mention, it's not really part of the calendar, but it has been over the years. The Spokane Singer-Songwriter Organization, or the Spokane Organization of Singer-Songwriters, or the Spokane Song, I think it's the Spokane Songwriter Organization, has in effect disbanded, and it's officially. They did some really cool stuff. They actually got some good gigs for songwriters. They got some great notoriety, and that was back. They'd have these open mics, and Laddie Ray would host them, and Darlene Melvin, she helped coordinate those things, and she was the treasurer. And they had those things at various coffee houses and various places. But everybody that wants this thing to go, they just can't quite make the thing work because they have their day jobs and they have all kinds of other commitments, and it's hard to run an organization and write songs, and do your other stuff as well. So it's not happening anymore. They sent out the last newsletter about 3 weeks back. And that's Bill and Kathy Kostelec, and they were so instrumental in that whole thing. And kudos to them for setting that up, providing songwriters with a place to show off their stuff. And songwriters need that. They need that venue. We need venues for singing and other things, too. And then eventually, if we sing well enough, we might be able to do some of the songwriter's material. But the point is there needs to be a vehicle for songwriters to get together and talk to each other and work off of each other. And the Songwriter Organization of Spokane did that. And so let's hear it for them. And something else will crop up. It always does. It's kind of cyclical. And you just watch, because something will happen that'll create another venue for songwriters to show off and strut their stuff. Alrighty, September the 4th, the New Horizons concert. That's part of the Tumbleweed Festival, and I believe that's in the community hall there at the Howard Amon Park in Richland. I do not know who the bands are for that, and but they all have good bands, I'm sure, because they always do. And that's the youth part. There's also an open mic thing happening there at the Tumbleweed Festival. They had a lot of applicants. There are going to be 5 stages this year, and they do a pretty good job of making those stages work in cahoots with each other, so there isn't a lot of bleeding back and forth. At the Howard Amon Park there in Richland, Washington, so the youth concert's the 4th, the New Horizons, and then on the 5th and 6th is Tumbleweed itself, and lots of workshops, some crafts, good food, lots of good food, and the main stage, the Badger Mountain Dry Band, Robin Landis, and Pint and Dale. And that's all going to be happening at the Tumbleweed Festival. Fun stuff on Labor Day weekend. I will be emceeing the main stage, and that'll be a hoot. And I've done that now for a lot of years. I think I missed 3 years for various reasons. I believe this is the 18th Tumbleweed Festival. So Northwest Public Radio always has kind of a presence there. Yeah, they do. Good stuff. All righty. Here are the Ferry Boat Musicians from their very first album. This is a song that Planxty had done. Planxty way back on Planxty's, I believe, their first album, actually. And this is the Jolly Beggar Man. And they do a pretty good job, the Ferry Boat Musicians. Cat Eggleston and Steve Gouda. And it goes like this. Hear that, see? It's a live concert. Thank you.
man came to bring o'er the plain. He came into a farmer's door, lodging for to gain. The farmer's daughter, she came down and viewed him cheek and chin. She says, "He is a handsome man, I pray you take him in."
We'll go no more roving, roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, lads, the moon that shines so bright. We'll go no more roving.
He would not lie within the barn, nor yet within the fire. His bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and down beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay.
We'll go no more roving, roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, lads, the moon that shines so bright. We'll go no more roving.
The farmer's daughter, she came down to bolt the kitchen door. There she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. He took the daughter in his arms and to the bed he ran. Kind sir, she said, "Be easy now, you'll waken our good man."
We'll go no more roving, roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, lads, the moon that shines so bright. We'll go no more roving.
Some gentleman, for you have stole my maidenhead, and I am quite undone. He said, "I am your lord, I am your squire, in a beggar's guise this once. But beggars they be, robbers also, you are quite undone."
We'll go no more roving, roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, lads, the moon that shines so bright. We'll go no more roving.
The bed in both her hands and threw it at the wall. Said, "Go you with the beggar man, my maidenhead and all."
We'll go no more roving, roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, lads, the moon it shines so bright. We'll go no more roving.
Say so, yeah, my dear, my Annie.
Come fill a glass, let's drink about, tonight we'll merry be. For harmony and friendship free, likewise my comrades ye. I'll meet you all since mar my friends, a sacred joy I'll feel. Though far away I now might stray, till fortune turns her wheel. 'Tis not vain clothes nor bold, he says, that's the estimate of man. For when we meet a man in straits, we'll shake a friendly hand. With them we'll sit, with them we'll drink, to them our minds reveal. And friends will be whichever way blind fortune turns her wheel. Many the times my heart's been sore and like to break in two. It's many the times my feet were cold coming in from the frost and snow. With no one to pity me, nor yet to wish me well. But maybe I'll pay them yet when fortune turns her wheel. Pretending friends, if friends I made them call, proved false and turned their backs on me when mine was at the wall. But in this glass I'll let it pass, I'm sure I wish them well. And if my heart fade on them away, may fortune turn their wheel. So goodbye, you hills of Caledon, finds the strongest ties, love tells the softest tale. Goodbye, my friends and comrades here, I know you wish me well. And maybe I'll repay my debt when fortune turns her wheel. And maybe I'll repay my debt when fortune turns her wheel.
Thank you.
says the world is his, but won't do right by him. He says the sun set last night on a disappointed whim. Little boy, it's only just now that things go right for me. And the little boy is a man of 60. So we continue. We continue. What can we say or do? My shelves are filled with books made with a complicated style. My walls with pictures made with crayons. I know a little child who is as serious as rain, and an older man who will only play on. So we continue. We continue. What can we say or do? But continue. I've often tried to write you a simple song of love. It didn't work. God knows it never could do. Part of it was tribute, part of me possessed, and a very small part of me understood you. But I continue, just as you do. I pick up what I have of you and continue. Someday I'll hear that a good friend has died. They'll say things get better and I'll say they lied. But everything goes on and I couldn't if I tried to stop them. And I have had many days when I drank myself numb. Many days when things were looking up. I can speak with laughter in the language of the sad, or paint my face and snivel at my hard luck, and still continue. Continue. What can I say or do but continue?
it's Karen Dalton. And we're going to talk about Karen Dalton because it's interesting. This is a cult figure from the Greenwich Village scene. And she was terrified of even performing in public. She was an introvert and all kinds of interesting things being in New York. Her first studio album, they had to trick her to do it. They told her there was no tape. And second studio album had a lot of pop production. She never wrote. It was big to be a songwriter. And now, here it is in 2000 and something or other, and all these people are starting to say that she deserves a lot of recognition. Bob Dylan said she had a voice like Billie Holiday's and played guitar like Jimmy Reed. Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't sing like Joan Baez did, that's for sure. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We have lots more. We're coming right back. You just hang on, because we are coming back. Un Jung Shin and myself, and we're coming back with you for another half hour of music. Hang on now.
This program on Northwest Public Radio is coming to you thanks in part to the sponsorship of businesses such as Howard Hughes Appliance and Protec Auto Repair. Their support, plus donations from listeners like you, are a big reason this station is able to bring distinctive programs to you every day. Thank you for your generosity.
You're in for a sunny weekend, although due to the wildfires around the region, you can expect to see areas of smoke. Today there will be highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, the Palouse 78, Lewis Clark Valley 84. And tonight will be cool and clear from clouds, but still hazy. Lows will be in the mid-40s to the lower 50s.
Recorded on two tracks.
Karen Dalton. Look her up. Two studio albums, and then an album of kind of live material, 1966 it's called, and then this Green Rocky Road, which is basically home recordings recorded in her apartment. And very, very introverted. But apparently people like Fred Neil and Dylan and folks like that really, really appreciated her. And she didn't get a record contract much. She just didn't push the career. She came from Oklahoma, and she didn't ride on anybody's back. She just did her own thing. But again, a tragic, tragic life. Brought her two kids over from Oklahoma, and her horse and her dog to relax in New York, and that didn't work. Wound up becoming a street person, and is rumored to have contracted AIDS and died at the age of 55. There are folks out there like that in the whole music thing. And Karen Dalton, for some reason or other, now people are discovering her and saying there's something there. And so there you go. This is from an album that just came out called Green Rocky Road. It's an album of home recordings. And she does everything on here. And she plays the banjo and the 12-string, and she sings in that husky, husky way. Karen Dalton. Well, where are we at here? Where are we at? I don't quite know where we're at. So let's just push the button, and we'll see what happens here. Actually, this is Natalie McMaster and Donald Lay, and I believe they're married. I think they're a couple. And this is called Clog Natalie. Natalie McMaster, of course, is the Nova Scotian fiddler, and she also clogs big time. And she's done a lot of cool things. And, of course, the Leahy family is also from that area. And they got together, and this is what happened on the album. Thank you.
that views his king. Well, he can walk down streets and boast like most, but it don't mean a thing. It's all been done before, it's all been written in the book. But when there's too much of nothing,
As we reach the twilight hours of our fleeting earthly time, and know we will not see the sun tomorrow, we may think with deep regret of all the things we leave behind, but oh my friends, do not give in to sorrow. On the other shore, on the other shore, we will reunite with all the things we ever owned before. Our single socks will all be to their rightful pairs restored. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore. As we near those golden sidewalks floating on the clouds above, assuming heaven is our destination, we may glance behind for one last look at everything we love, but truly there's no call for reservations. On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have piles and piles of jeans we can't fit into anymore. We'll wear all those crazy cowboy shirts we got from Fred Labor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore. We'll find books we bought in college and sold for half price unread, and sacks of earring backs lost under someone's bed, and baseball cards and army men and model planes galore, and every tiny plastic high-heeled Barbie ever wore. On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have giant storage units free of charge forevermore, where our tax receipts will all be saved in bags upon the floor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore, on the other shore. We'll find National Geographic's from 1974. Our children's art will cover God's refrigerator door. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
Oh, the Austin Lounge Lizards doing their spin on the old gospel tunes there. The Austin Lounge Lizards, Fothering Gay, and the Wild Mountain Time. Before that, Too Much of Nothing from Fothering Gay, which is a description of Congress for the past 8 or 9 years. And then Natalie McMaster and Donald Day, Twin Fiddles. Good stuff, good stuff. Un Jung Shin on the playlists and doing her thing and just really pushing all the right keys and making it all work. So when you read the playlist, think about Un Jung Shin and tell her thanks. Alrighty. Well, this is about the end of the show. If you want to email me at dmaher@wsu.edu, and I will get back to you, I promise. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. Want to thank Max, want to thank Jesse Jacobs, want to thank Un Jung Shin for doing all the work on this. I want you folks to have fun making good music, enjoy everything that good roads can give you, and take all those... Wait a minute. I want you folks to have fun, making good, enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. Remember, Tumbleweed, Labor Day weekend, the Howard Amon Park there in Richland. We're out of here. We'll see you next week now. Bye.